palabras que usé hoy apagas tendrías to have the world for you bring the glory to your name. Do with me as you please. Have your right of way in me. By your time, I am to you. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name for the privilege of relationship. And we ask that not one person will live the same way. Jesus' precious name. Please give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. You might be seated in the precious name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, I will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Speaking on the subject, receiving healing from God. Receiving healing from God. Receiving divine healing. Nobody plans to be sick. That is why it is very, very critical to know what it takes to receive healing from God. Our objective is still the channels, understanding the channels of divine healing. We serve a God who is eternally committed to the healing of his people. Eternally. Physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing. Physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing. We serve a God who is eternally committed. So the question is not whether God heals. The question is, how do I receive the healing that is available from God? How do I receive? through what avenues? One, light from the word. Through light from the word. Light from the word is avenue number one. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So when you encounter the word that is sent for that situation, the healing is released. He sent his word. And this word that is sent can be a word you saw yourself out of scripture, or the word that you received like this while a preacher is preaching, or while listening to a tape, a CD, or a DVD. Through the sent word. Light from the word. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion said, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Just one word. Luke chapter 7, verse 7, the same scripture by two different authors. Speak the word. Say in the word. So light from the word. That is, you were studying the scripture and all of a sudden, boom, light hit you. You didn't pray. You didn't do anything. Symptoms disappeared. The same way that light appears and darkness disappears. That is avenue number one. Number two is the declaration of the word. Through the declaration of the word. The declaration of the word. Where you open your mouth to declare as God has revealed. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Which means sickness and health are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit of thereof. The declaration of the word. By his stripes I am healed. I can't be sick. Symptom, you have no place in this body. Find your level. By the declaration of the word. In Joel chapter 3 and in verse 10, he said, let the weak say, I am strong. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. That is, in the declaration of the word, you deny the symptom and emphasize your healing. You reject the symptom. You emphasize your healing. You reject the situation and declare your expectation. You deny the situation and reject your expectation. He didn't say, let the weak say, I'm not weak. No, forget the weakness. Just declare the strength. Let the weak say, I am strong. In Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 28, he says, speak to the people as you have spoken, say unto them, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. So the declaration of the word. Number three, the command of faith. The command of faith. We can be healed through the command of faith. How is this different? In the second one, you are declaring your healing, declaring according to what scripture said. One, light from the word. Two, declaration of the word. The declaration of the word. One, light from the word. Two, the declaration of the word. Is God speaking to someone here at all? And then three, the command of faith. The command of faith. The command of faith. In the command of faith, you speak to the symptom like you speak to a person. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23 all the way to verse 24, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
That sickness is like is a mountain. That affliction is a mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. This was what Kenneth Hagin was told to do when he was dying of a failing heart, anemia, and some form of conditions at the age of 17. And then he was died. He died 3 times, went to hell 3 times, went down, and then the voice brought him back up. And then he confessed Jesus Christ, and then 4th time he died, he saw himself going to heaven. And then the Lord opened this scripture to him and spoke to him and said he should speak to the symptom, he should speak to the mountain and authorize and decree and demand that the mountain leave him. And he did so. And as he did so, it left. You also, I speak to you. You have no place in this body. Did you hear me? On your marks, get set, get out. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes, you don't have a place in this system. Hypertension, you don't have a place in this system. You speak because everything has ear to hear the Lord. Everything has ear to hear. Scripture said, O earth, earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. O earth, earth. Et. Hear ye, was that Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29? Oh, et. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Everything has ear. Jeremiah 22:29. Oh, et. Hear the word of the Lord. If the et can hear God, then your symptom can hear God. Then the disease can hear God. So through what avenues do we receive healing? First, the sent word, light from the word. Second, the declaration of the word. Third, the command of faith. Four, the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. Hands can be laid on a person, and the person can be healed. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, the Bible said, when Jesus gave the disciples, and these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, Jesus saw a leper who came to him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And then Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, the laying on of hands, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed by the laying on of hands. In the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. That showed that the laying on of hands was an avenue for healing the sick. It is called the law of contact and transmission, where the hand is placed, and whatever the carrier carried is transmitted into the body of the recipient. That is the law of contact and transmission. That was what Peter exercised at the beautiful gate in the book of Acts chapter 3 from verse 1. When he put his hand into the hands of the lame man and jacked him up. And then his feet and ankle bones received strength by the laying on of hands. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? When we say hands can be laid for healing, it does not mean laying hands on others. You can lay hands on yourself. Do you understand? You can lay hands on your body part. You can lay hands on your system. The Spirit of God is within you. And through the laying on of hands, there can be that transmission. Am I communicating at all? According to your faith, it can always be unto you. And tonight I see somebody getting healed in Jesus' name. The laying on of hands. Number 4 is the anointing with oil. The anointing with oil. The anointing with oil. In the book of Mark chapter 6, and in verse 7, Mark chapter 6, and in verse 7, and he called unto him.
the 12,
and began to send them forth by two and two, that's two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they take nothing for their journey except a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money, and so on and so forth. He gave them power. Go forth. He gave them power. Verse 12 and 13 of the same match of verses. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And what did they do? And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. When he sent them out, he gave them power. When we saw them praying, they held oil bottles in their hand.
Where did they get it from? Where did they see? Who instructed them? What put the oil in your hand?
Where did you see the example of oil being used?
I am sure, very without any equivocation, it is very, very clear of prevarication, that the one who sent them, I am sure that Thomas should have asked. You say you give us power? Me, I want to see before I believe. Where is the power? You see, you give me power. How? He didn't even say they should use his name. At that time, his name wasn't yet. He said, just cast out devils. How? Okay. For something physical, see oil. Take your own. 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 So they went out anointed with power. Cast the devils out. So if he gave them power and they release oil, it means oil carries power. But carrying the oil alone does not produce the power. It is the revelation inside the carrier that produces the result. The understanding with which it is carried, the understanding with which it is employed, that is what produces the result. Am I speaking to somebody here? If the oil alone is used, it's just a cream or something. But when the revelation behind it is understood, the power is discharged. I see power being released for somebody here today. In the book of James chapter 5 and in verse 14, he said, is any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Anointing him with oil. So the anointing with oil is not the doctrine of a church. It's not it belongs to scripture. I think that God made many channels and avenues possible to receive, so that in case you are in doubt of one, you move in another. And in case it looks like you are not sure of one, then the others can work. So the anointing with oil is point number 5. Number 6 is what I would call material points of contact. Material points of contact. This is the place of handkerchiefs and aprons and the place of what is called mantles. In Acts chapter 19 verse 11 to 22, Acts chapter 19 verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So the anointing of the Holy Spirit, healing anointing, is tangible materiality. It is tangible enough to be stored like you store electric power in storage batteries. Masha koko bagadaga lagaga. So consider the laying on of hands as the naked wire, and the handkerchief as the battery. All I need is light, whether it comes by the battery or by the wire. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You see the spoken word as the carrier of power, and see the handkerchief as the one that has carried the power stored in batteries. Many years ago, I went to Makurdi in Benue State to preach. A woman had goiter that was, I think, cancerous. She has gone to UNTH and gone to several teaching hospitals, and it was not functioning. And I prayed on a handkerchief for people, and she carried this handkerchief and tied it on her neck daily. Just tied it on the neck.
They called me from Makodi that the woman has a question. I said, what is it? Say she wants to wash the handkerchief. Will the power be washed away? I said, no, the power is not physical. Go ahead and wash it. Long story made short, it flattened that devil. The cancer dried the affliction died to its root because electric power, divine electricity, was stored inside storage battery. And the situation was electrocuted. You see, when power is discharged, things can be electrified or electrocuted, depending on the need. Is God speaking to somebody here? Tonight, I believe that every devil in your system, every affliction in your system, whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, is being electrocuted right now. You are a believer, shout the loudest. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 4, and in verse 29, we saw how Elisha gave his rod, 2 Kings rather, Elisha gave his rod to Gehazi, his servant, so that Gehazi could lay it on a dead child. Even though he couldn't walk in the hands of Gehazi, we know that the problem was not with the rod, it was with the carrier. Am I communicating at all? If it had not worked before, Elisha wouldn't have sent it. Am I communicating? So this is workable. And your sense of value determines the flow of virtue. It was the same principle that the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Because she knew that there was something in that cloth. There was something in the cloth of the wearer. There was something in that cloth that could change her story. And she touched and the power flowed. We have said that everything that comes into contact with an apostolic or a prophetic mantle is apostolic in impact and prophetic in dimension. Everything. And something is happening to somebody here today. So that was point number 6, material points of contact. How do we get number 7 is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In my name, Mark chapter 16 verse 17. In my name, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. In my name. The spirit of infirmity is a spirit that can be cast out in his name. What is in his name? Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3. It said, thy name is as anointment poured forth. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. The name is anointment. The name, every time the name is provoked, invoked, the anointing the name carries is released. That was why he said in James chapter 5, verse 14, that the prayer of faith. He said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. What is in the name? Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus is higher than cancer, is higher than tuberculosis, is higher than HIV, is superior to stroke and paralysis and diabetes and everything that the devil put in your body and in your system, is superior to hepatitis, HIV, sickle cell anemia. I stand by the authority of the name, and everything my Father has not planted in your body and in your system, I declare them checked out right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Do you know that the name is powerful enough such that it is not just fever get out or headache disappear? It is as simple as Jesus. 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 And the devil say, I'm out. I am out. I can't stand this name. I am out. I am out. He didn't even say anything on top of the name. Jesus. Knee, what's here? What's up? Jesus. Somebody lift your right hand, shout Jesus. Place your hand on your chest and scream Jesus. Lay it on your head and scream Jesus. The name is as anointment poured forth. The name is exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus, that's right, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm enjoying this.
One exciting thing is that the avenues are combinable.
You anoint in the name of the Lord. You pray in the name of the Lord. You can apply the points of contact in the name of the Lord. They are interconnected and they can stand alone. And now number 8 is the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if you have committed sins, James chapter 5 verse 15. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The word save is a Greek isozo, which means rescue, deliver, liberate, heal. The prayer of faith shall heal, shall deliver, shall liberate the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven in him, which means there are sins that can be responsible for sicknesses. In Acts chapter 28 and in verse 8, Paul the apostle prayed the prayer of faith in the name of the Lord for the chief man of the island. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him. So this is the combination of the prayer of faith and the laying on of hands, and he healed him. When we say command of faith is, you tuberculosis, I adjure you, you have no place in this body. Get out. When we talk about the name of Jesus, it is Jesus. Jesus' name, you are out. When we talk about the prayer of faith, it is Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you because your word says, by his stripes I am healed. Therefore, I am making demands on healing now, according to your word. That is, you are praying a prayer. Am I communicating? Anybody receiving education here? Alright? So the prayer of faith is a prayer. You can pray it for yourself. You can pray it for another. When you say the elders of the church, you pray the prayer of faith. That is you. Now, this happened when I was in medical school, 500 level. My classmate had 30 causal disease and it's at the toppest range. He had ranitidine, cimetidine, and all those drugs, and the highest level of anti-ulcer drugs, and there was no healing. The next thing now was for him to do a surgery, vagotomy or something, to relieve. That was the stage left. I came to his room and he was crying of pain in the bed. And just called over in the bed. My heart welled out in compassion. And I remember that scripture. Is any sick among you? Let him pray. Let him call the elders of the church. I was the leader of our fellowship. So I occupied the office of an elder at that time. The medical student's fellowship. So I looked for a bottle of oil. And in those days, we didn't care what oil we got. Whether it was anointing olive oil, palm oil, anything. We just sanctified anything that is oil. Anno, oil. No, the Bible calls it anointing. In our place, oil is anno. And when the Bible says anointing, they were speaking our language. anointing. So I got the anointing. Anointed him according to scripture. Father, heal him in the name of Jesus, be healed. It was not 2 minutes. He jumped up. Screamed. No pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. For as long as I remember,
The guy is practicing medicine. Children are also in medical schools now. And he's healed and whole and well because the scripture is true. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So do you know the difference between the prayer of faith? Know the difference between the prayer of faith and the command of faith and calling on the name of Jesus? Have you known the difference? If you don't know, go through the lecture again. Right? Command, you are speaking direct. You are addressing, you are talking to that devil. You tumor, you affliction on this knee. Get out! Do you know where you are at all? The name of Jesus. Jesus. That one, no confrontation. You don't have time to address it. And then in the prayer of faith, you are talking to your father, making demand on his provision for your life. And whatever you do, you can push it through in tongues. Without any doubt, anyone who came in here today with any trace of affliction, it is gone forever. That was the prayer of faith number 9. Is the gifts of the Spirit. Healing can be received through the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to verse 10. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diversities of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he wills. Through the gift of the Spirit, whether or yourself or, but in most cases, one operating the gift of the Spirit makes healings and restorations available. There are four particular gifts that are directly connected with healing. The first one is the gifts of healing. That's 9a now, is the gifts of healing. It is the only plural gift of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I will explain why that is so very soon. The gifts of healing. The gifts of healing, in this case, the person operating the gift carries a healing climate, a healing atmosphere, a healing vessel flowing out like a river. For all those who desire a touch, the meaning of that is, with the gift of healing, healing is natural where the carrier of the gift is. Healing is natural. In Luke chapter 6 and in verse 19, the Bible said that the whole multitude sought to touch him. That was Jesus. He was healing personified. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. It was flowing like a river. So if you came around that vicinity, you came in contact with him, you touched him or he spoke something, it just flowed naturally. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, that was the same grace that was with Peter. He said that, start from verse 14. He said that, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed everyone. This case was the case where Peter didn't say a word. Peter didn't pray a prayer. He just passed. And anybody who accidentally came into that climate was supernaturally implicated. Healing is natural in a healing climate where the carrier of the gift is. That is why people come for healing and deliverance service. And then naturally where they are, the woman came yesterday. And while the ministration was on, she fell into a trance. And then saw myself laying hands on her abdomen, who had already gone to India for pancreatic cancer. And they couldn't do nothing for her because cancer has spread to every part of the body. And then, bam, right in that climate, in the healing climate and atmosphere, something happened to her. Something is happening to somebody here today. I say something is happening to somebody here today. I say something is happening to somebody here today. That was what happened during the healing revivals. Those who were there at that time said it was as if healing was in the air. There was no struggle for sick to be healed. There was no struggle for deliverance to happen. It was right, just right in the climate. And I believe that it is right here in this climate. And something is happening for somebody here. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. Now the gift of healing is called the gifts of healing. It's a plural gift. Because in some cases, the carriers of the gift may manifest the giftings with higher strength in one realm or the other. There are those who are, there are some who are, in my study of church history, I came across men that were like 100% deaf ears. That is, no matter how stone deaf, it must open. There are those like T.L. Osborne, they can have 90 something blind people open eyes in one meeting. It was just like a specialty. Someone like Jaco, 120 cripples will be working at the same time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or 60-something. And there was Amy Semple McPherson. Her own was stretchers. Anybody who carried on, she would organize a meeting and call it Stretchers Day. That is, today is for people on stretchers. And then people will be dispossessed of stretchers and walk back home. There are some, it is pain. It's all manner of, I'm sure you know that pain is a terrible thing. All manner of pain. There are some. So there are dimensions. Now, but there are those that God also enabled, just like someone who works in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit or the offices of the ministry offices, that can also move in literally all the dimensions of the healings to some extent or the other. Am I communicating at all? So that is why that gift is a plural gift, the gifts of healing. Key thing is anyone that God has enabled you to function in, be faithful in that functioning. And in your faithfulness in one dimension comes increase in another dimension. Somebody say amen. The second gift that is relevant for healing is the gift of miracle. The gift of miracle is the gift where recoveries are instantaneous and spontaneous. At times, healing is a process. But the miracle is on the spot. How are you? The pain is going gradually. That is healing. Yes, it is less now than 1 hour ago. But in miracle, bang! Eyes open. Are you seeing gradually? No, clearly. You see some people who receive their healing from lameness and they are walking like this. Healing is in process. You see others? Hey. And you're wondering, what happened to these two? God chooses which one to use. Alright? So you have the working of miracles. That is the number two that is relevant in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Where the gifts of healing are functional, healings abound. Where the working of miracles miracles is plural. Where the working of miracles function, also healings and deliverances happen. Number three is the gift of faith. The gift of faith can work in many ways. It can work in the situation where the minister sees the outcome from the outset. That is, you see the man with the crutch, but before you addressed him, you saw him walking without the crutch. I've seen a couple of that where you just see the person and you see him already walking without a crutch. So all it is, bring the crutch, move now. That was the gift of that. The gift of faith, effort is zero. Struggle is zero. Energy deployment is zero. Things happen at the frequency of God. Now, in the gift of faith can operate on a whole assembly. That is, everybody on the spot believes that anything is possible. It happened one time. in the ministry of A.A. Allen. Do we have time? I tell you some little stories. A.A. Allen was ministering one day. And then at the beginning of the ministration, he stopped. And he said, I am about to take an offering of faith. And he said, an offering of faith is an offering that you give when you can't even afford to give it. An offering you have to give by faith. For example, the money in your pocket that you needed to transport home, you gave it as an offering. So you need to use your faith to know how to go back home. That was what he meant. So he said, I'm about to take an offering of faith. Meanwhile, there was a woman with a child, a little child that she brought that was sick. And Allen was calling people out and praying for them all the time. But this woman was never called. They traveled from a distance. R.W. Schembach, I'm sure some of you have heard of him. He was the song leader of A.A. Allen's ministry at that time. And the woman came and complained to R.W. Schembach. And he said to the woman, if Brother Allen does not call your case tonight, I will personally take you to meet him after the service. It's all right. So in the course of the meeting, because the woman told Schembach, you see, all the money I have is spent. The last money we have is what we have in our pocket. We don't even know how to survive. We've been here for, in those days, they can do healing crusade for 5 weeks. They say continuously. You say, we have been here for about 2 weeks. All our money is almost spent. You say, all right, hold on. Then the man of God begins to preach and he said, I'm about to take an offering of faith. An offering of faith is an offering you have to give when you can't afford it. So come and give your offering. The first person to run out was that woman who wanted her child to be healed. Ran out as fast as she could and put everything in her pocket, in her bag, emptied all of it. That was the real offering of faith. Neither no amount of money to for the hotel to that night or feeding. And then Ellen continued preaching after everybody gave the offering. 15 minutes about into the preaching, he said, I am being carried in the spirit. And that happens to him when he's preaching at times. I am being carried in the spirit. I see myself going in a direction. It looks like I am coming towards the children's ward, the nursery of a hospital. It looks like I just stepped in now and I'm hearing the cry of babies. A child was born. Oh, wow. And this child was born with about 32 deformities. And I see the mother of the child, and the doctor said that the child will not live to be up to a year or 2 years. But the child is already lived beyond 2 years now. I see the mother driving on the highway. Oh, I see them parking. Oh, they are here in this meeting now. Woman, come out with your child because God has 32 miracles for you, for that child. And the same woman ran out as fast as she could with her baby and dropped the baby on the altar. R.W. Schembach said he opened his eyes to see what was going to happen. Because this baby, she was not blind. He was not blind. He wasn't blind. He had no eyeballs. Born without eyeballs. This baby was born deaf totally. This baby's tongue was out of the mouth. Like a lizard or a serpent ape tongue was out of the mouth. The hand of the baby was folded on the chest like this, and the leg was folded to the knees on the tummy like that. With other deformities inside, and this child had no fingernails and no toenails. This is the kind of child he wants to pray for. And they just dropped the child on the altar, and R.W. Schembach said, today is the only day I will open my eyes. As for today, I will watch what will happen. He said, before this man of God began to give instruction, the first thing that happened, the tongue of the child snapped back like a rubber band inside the mouth. Pam! All of a sudden, he was watching. Fingernails began to come out. He was watching. Eyeballs began to form. Brownish originally, whitish coming out. Then the black began to come out. He was watching. The hand untwisted. The leg untwisted. All of a sudden, before you can say praise the Lord, the child was standing on his feet. The child had been blind from birth, no eyeballs, has never spoken, the tongue was out, totally deaf and crippled and paralyzed. The child stood on the stage, looked left, looked right. That was a miracle. And moved in the direction of the mother. A mother he had never seen in his life. And went to that mother and said, Mama. Chamber said he was watching until the spirit of faith erupted in the assembly and everybody went wild. People who had crutches just flung it in the air and started walking. People who had neck collar pulled it and threw it away. People who had braces, unlocked the braces, cast it off. And Schoenberg said he was watching and saw about 14 to 15 people sitting on wheelchair right in the front. They looked at each other and said, what are you waiting for? And stood up all on their feet. Hey! There was shouting, there was screaming everywhere. People were in tears. Chambak said that was the first day he saw 100% healing. There was not one person that was blind that didn't see, that was deaf that didn't hear, that was crippled that didn't walk, that was dumb that didn't speak. Everybody was healed, and this was a miracle. Remember, the woman gave the last money in her pocket, and then people began to run from the congregation and drop money on her feet. On her feet. The money she got from that day can last her for a long time. God gave the child 30-something miracles, settled their financial miracles, because the gift of faith came upon a man, and the miracle exploded, and the gift of faith came upon an assembly. When we went to Jalingo, I saw the gift of faith in the climate, in the air. The people were with a hunger and a faith expectation that meant that anything was possible. Am I speaking to somebody here? I believe today that the same gift and grace is coming upon someone here today. And whatever be the affliction you came here with tonight is arrested forever. Is arrested forever. Is arrested forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. This is both Bible school and convention. The fourth gift that is necessary in the gift of the Holy Spirit that helps in healing is called the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is what I'll describe as unction carrying revelation. That is, well, there's somebody here with a knee problem. There's somebody here, the right breast has a challenge. There's somebody here with a growth on so-and-so place. There's somebody here, your name is so-and-so, your surname is so-and-so, and you have a gift you have something like this. There is somebody here with a lower back condition. In this case, when the revelation comes, it came with the unction for manifestation. That is why in the word of knowledge, it is an announcement. It's not a prayer. It is not even a command. It is not even a come out. It is, there is someone here with so and so problem. Stand up on your feet, check your leg now because you are healed. Why? Because the unction came with the revelation to enforce the manifestation. It came. It didn't come alone. When God revealed it, he revealed it to reverse it. He revealed it to rebuke it. He revealed it to renounce it. That those gifts, there are many other gifts, the gift of tongues and interpretation works like the gift of prophecy and so on and so forth. Those gifts are also very relevant, but these four gifts, they come and they facilitate healing. So the gifts of the Spirit, where there is a carrier of the gifts of the Spirit in a setting, it helps in the healing of the sick. That was number 9. Number 10 is the climate of the spirit. 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 The atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. The climate of the spirit is normally majorly generated by a deep atmosphere of worship. You know, he said in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18 and 20, he said, but be filled with the Spirit of God, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. So the climate of worship is normally generates the climate of the Spirit, and the climate of the Spirit is the climate of deliverance and liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is deliverance, there is healing, there is miracle, there is signs, and there is wonders. That was why I believe that Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25 and 26, when they sang in the prison, the Spirit of the Lord came, and then the chains were broken and the prison doors were opened. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 1 to 5, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters and darkness was arrested. So the climate of the Spirit. That is why you should not play with the climate of worship. Most of the encounters that people talk about, I saw God using the face of the senior pastor or whatever, came, touched me and I'm healed. Most of them happen within the climate of the Spirit. The climate of the Spirit is the climate of liberty. Healings and deliverances are received in that climate. Number 11 is the communion table. The communion table. The communion table is the table of the communion where we administer the body and the blood of Jesus. And that is relevant for healings and deliverances. Is it too much for one day? We can finish it up. All right. The communion table in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 11 all the way to verse 13. He said, and thus shall you eat it. That is the Passover of the Old Testament. With your loins gathered, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. What is the effect of this communion that they took? It is communion because in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, the Bible calls Jesus Christ our Passover. Purge you therefore the old leaven, that he may be a new lump as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. So Jesus Christ is the equivalent of the Passover lamb of the Old Testament. So as they took the Passover, that's the equivalent of the communion we take today. Am I communicating at all? Am I communicating? That's the equivalent of the communion we take today. And what happened when they took that communion? In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4. Before I go, okay, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4. It said, thy raiment wax not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. They ate something that made it impossible even for their feet to swell. In Psalm 107, I believe this will be Psalm 105 verse 37. He said he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one sickly person among them, not one feeble person among their tribes, not one sickly person among them. Why? They ate the communion. In John chapter 6, verse 56 and 57. Are you tired? He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. He shall not be a victim of frequent sicknesses. Everything Jesus died to purchase is released into our body by the communion. That was why in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26, he said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are showing the Lord's death until he comes. Whatever he died for, you are appropriating it. Whatever he died for, you are making demands on it. Whatever he died for, you are receiving it. And what did he die for? Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 2, all the way to verse 5. For he shall grow before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. When you take the body and you take the blood, you are making demands on the healing that happened for you on Calvary. You can take it like a prophylactically, that is like prevention. And you can take it therapeutically. That is, you and your children, you place, my wife has positioned communion everywhere. That is, if you go to, if you are going to the bathroom, you will see one on your way going. In case you miss the one in the table in the bedroom or the one in the parlor, just pick the bread and then just pick the wine and just sanitize your life. Okay, you can take one daily dose, and when the stress is much, you can take twice every day. But when the sickness is active, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, and then. Listen to me. Don't worry if it appears like the symptom persists. Just keep at it. Keep at it with a mentality. Keep at it with a revelation. Keep at it with, this is the body and the blood of the Lord. Keep at it with, this is why Jesus died. And I am receiving life into my body. And very soon, the devil will understand language. He will understand language. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. The communion table, and finally, the agreement of the Spirit. Take your seat. You are so wind up tonight. You kept on standing and standing. The agreement of the Spirit. Where brethren agree. Father, we are agreeing for brother John. The devil cannot have him. We ask that you will come out of this affliction. The prayer of agreement. Agreement in the Spirit. We are standing in the gap for so and so brethren. Brother, in Acts chapter 14 verse 20, when Paul the apostle was stoned and pulled out of the city and confirmed dead or considered dead, the Bible said, how be it the brethren, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas. They just stood round about him. All they did was to surround him with love, surround him with agreement. That is what we do in the Dunamis Home Church or the House Fellowship. That is what we do. In Acts chapter 18, verse 19, it says, where two or three shall agree. Was that Acts or Matthew chapter 18, verse 19? Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it said, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. We agree as touching the health of our brother. We agree as touching the healing of our sister. We agree as touching the healing of our loved ones. And then the healing is released. Somebody say a loud amen. And I want us to do this dimension very, very quickly. When the faith of people can no longer carry them, that is where the agreement of the brethren comes in. You remember the young man that was paralyzed in Mark chapter 2. Four friends carried him. When he couldn't carry himself, he had people who needed to carry him. And they broke the roof, tore the roof open, and lowered him down there. And his healing came to pass. Let's stand around one another. One can chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. Let's stand around one another and let's check the devil back to hell. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Everything we have preached tonight is robed in the climate of righteousness. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. All right, if you read verse 3 in particular, he forgiveth thine iniquities and then heals thy diseases. For as long as a person is enjoying sin, healing may be in jeopardy. When you live a sinful life and enjoy sinfulness, you are setting up yourself for and making it difficult to be healed or to live in health. In James chapter 5 and in verse 14, Jesus said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. You see that? That there is a connection. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. It is important that we refuse to live in sin. We refuse to enjoy sin. We refuse to accommodate sin. We refuse to live with a conscience that is defiled. It is important. Not only refuse sin, but don't be a sin focus for somebody. I was coming to church this night. I saw one young girl coming to church. And the way she was moving, I think she was going to a nightclub. Even I'm sure some people going to nightclub won't dress like that. They may want to be more decent. No, that is not correct at all. Don't set up yourself as a tempter. Neither do you set up yourself for the enemy to hit you. You don't do that at all. It is all roped in the climate of a conscience that is clear. And I believe the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious name. Somebody receive something today, say amen. You receive something today, say amen. And how many of you know we need the Holy Ghost? We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit like never before. Let me tell you a story. On Monday, I received a text message from a bishop. He texted me that he came from the country of Gambia, and he wanted to see me because he had an encounter that directed him to come and meet me, to pray for him, impact him so he can return back to his country and create impact. And then someone gave him the number of somebody that he can use to contact me. And he contacted the person, and the person asked him to come down to Nigeria and meet him, and he will bring him to me. And then he came down, and then he said the person told him to bring a certain amount of money with which he will see me. According to him, that the person said he wants to use that to test his loyalty or faithfulness or something. And that he sold some things from his country or whatever and gave the person 1 million naira. And when he sent me that text, and that now the person is not answering his call anymore, and that he came with his daughter, 15-year-old daughter, and they have been in the country for 2 weeks, and the daughter is even sick now, and they're even running out of funds for hotel. You know? The first thing I told him, I said, this is stupidity. If you say you are a pastor or a bishop, do they give people money before they see you? In any case, we'll go to the root of it. Whoever is that thief, we shall arrest him. We'll go to the root of it. So I sent our pastor in that state I called him, and then he called the pastor, the local government pastor in the local government where the man said he is. I'm coming to that side of the country very soon, so you should wait for me there. All right? So when our pastor in that locality, are you ready for stories? When our pastor in that locality went, he saw the man, and the story looks real. And actually, there was a naval officer who also met him, who heard the story and rescued him. It was that officer that gave him my true number that he used to call me. And so our pastor organized for him to be brought to the state headquarters, and they brought him, and then they organized for them to come to Abuja here. And they came yesterday. I received them, was very excited and received them. And then he narrated the story that he had surgery. I saw the laparotomy scar. He showed me terrible surgical sight, and that he was dead practically for 4 hours, and that in that realm, he was dead, going to hell, I think before he repented, in quote. And then he saw me, interrupted his death, and asked him to come back to the world, and so on and so forth, and come and meet me. Long story made short, we decided, okay, we'll get them a place to stay over here, both him and then the naval officer man, and then the daughter, which I haven't seen. All right? So I came into the church to pray for some people here, and then I met him standing up there, just gazing at the hall, waiting, sanctuary, waiting for when they will take him to the lodging. And then the little girl was standing right there. Oh, is that your daughter? Yes. You said the daughter likes me a lot. She likes my dance. Oh, wow, that's exciting. So I called the daughter. Oh, you're welcome. That's your father, right? Yes. So, where do you stay? The Holy Ghost came on me on the spot. And then, all of a sudden, so where do you stay? Oh, I stay in Lagos. Oh, really? Have you traveled out of Nigeria before? No. Okay. So where are you from? So-and-so state. What of the man? Is from so-and-so state, a state in the South Island, Cross River State. Oh, really? Where does he live? Oh, he lives. Then she mentioned the town where the man said they kept him. That's where he lives. Oh, really? Wow. Goat went to greet hyena. The curiosity of the goat that went in made him to go and salute lion. You see lion, you come to greet him. So I said, okay, young man, come here. Now the naval officer showed me his naval ID card, clean naval ID card, the Ojo cantonment, he's on pass, and then he saw this man. All right, all of you sit down here. So you know this man? While I was talking, I already signaled one of our men to help me arrange for those who will show them the way. Right, can you, little girl, what did you say again? She said, where do you live? Oh, we live in Lagos. Oh, really? Okay, so where are you from? I'm from this place. I said, so, this is your daughter, right? You see a person like me, you came to dupe me, right? You see a person, a place like this, and you think that we are so dull. We don't have the Spirit of God at all. So mumucious, right? You say, excuse me, let me say something. I said, say nothing now. So before we knew it, those who will arrange him to go and give the details. And then the little girl was still around. The little girl said, sir, I want you to free me from their hand. I said, what are you talking about? He said, they stole me from Anambra State. Said, what are you talking about? Come. She said, I'll tell you everything. Well, the man claimed to be a pastor and went somewhere to preach. And duped the people and ran away the next day with the girl. The senior sister of the girls got their number and called him. He said he should bring so and so amount before he release the girl. Eh? I think it's like film. Yesterday here. All the other stories that the girl was saying,
You don't want to hear them. Abuse. Boatmen. She was in tears. I said, calm down, baby, calm down. You're already free. You're already free. If it is for your sake that they came here, so you can be free, you are free. When they arranged them to law enforcement, the bishop wanted to run through the window. When they harvested him back, after they made him to talk through, he said, I will say the truth. He gave all the truth. The naval officer was no naval officer. He has never been in any force. They found police uniform in his bag. Those who were in the early will I seek you, I told you I will tell you a story in the evening. That is the story. So the police told him, he said, oh, I wish it is not a police person you kill to get his uniform. They have sent for the auntie of the girl because she's lost her mother to come and pick her. She's on her way coming. The church, they duped. The pastor is also on his way coming. Question. What if we don't have the Spirit of God? He will add this place as the list of places. And we are full of compassion. I can't hear such a story and keep quiet. So all of a sudden, tell me about the man. What's your relationship with him? That is why we need God. It's not for luxury. He can save you from death. He can. The power of God can save you from destruction. He can save another life like the life of this girl. Chicken ran into lion. You survive? Of all, you just carry yourself as a thief. Went to hug Transformer. He will never forgive the devil that sent him. He won't forgive that devil. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon everyone here today. Accuracy, sensitivity, discernment, that is your portion. Fresh grace, fresh help, fresh sensitivity, and fresh discernment, that is our portion. And everyone that is connected, related to you, that is in the captivity of the devil, I declare they are released right now. 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 If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Lift up your two hands and just go ahead and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift up your voice. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Father, we praise You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we magnify You. Go on ahead and give Him the praise tonight. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray for fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Fresh empowerment. Everything I've spoken about tonight has a lot to do with the Holy Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to the scripture that carries your healing, that carries your deliverance. It takes the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that flows through the anointing oil. It's the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit we mentioned. The force of the name comes by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands and lift your voice tonight and begin to make demands on the help of the Holy Spirit. The help of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and say, Father. See after me, say, Father.
Father,
tonight, I come before you.
I come before you.
As I make demands.
As I make demands.
On the help.
On the help.
On the enablement.
On the enablement.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Father.
Father.
I ask for your help, on my life,
today.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I need your mercy.
I need your
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
take your place
in my life.
I receive fresh fire.
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 I receive fresh
enablement.
I receive fresh enablement.
I need your help, your mercy. Take your place in my life, Holy Spirit. I receive fresh fire. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. I ask for your help on my life. I need your help, your mercy. Holy Spirit, take your place in my life. I receive fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh enablement now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, precious name. Something is coming upon you. Before I pray upon this communion tonight, your communion of health, tonic of health, complete restoration, complete liberty. Before I pray on it tonight, anywhere you are tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You say, Pastor, you said all these things is wrapped in the cloth of righteousness. I want to be holy. I want to live for Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here, and let us pray for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front here. Father, in the name of Jesus, while you are doing so, let's take our communion positions. Quickly step forward here. Rush forward. Please remain standing 1 minute, people. Just remain standing 1 minute until those people come out. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
And I will turn back because I want to see my
rush
Jesus
forward,
someday.
4.
I've got my mind made.
5.
And I will turn back because I want
7.
To see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I will turn back. I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye. A shout of praise. Take your seat one moment. I will ask you, just hold that communion. I'll ask you to do something. Those of you in the front, I'd like to appreciate your coming. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Counselors would have a place right here for you. Please take your seat. Now everybody stand up with the communion in your hand. You don't have? Okay, those who don't have, remain seated. If you have, lift it up. You don't have, just remain on your seat. They will meet you right there now. Please quickly meet everybody who is on their seat so that they can stand up immediately. Meet everyone who does not have the communion yet, who is sitting down because they don't have. There is an island in the middle here. I know it's not the Isle of Patmos. All right. Are they coming? Are you standing up by faith or they have given you the communion? If you don't have, just sit down. They'll give you. If you have, lift it up. Oh, excellent. I want you to just tell God what you want this to communicate to you now. If there is an active affliction, maybe hypertension, maybe diabetes, speak it and say, today I take this tonic for my health and healing from high blood pressure, from diabetes, from asthma, from chronic liver disease, from heart disease. I take this as a tonic of health for HIV, for hepatitis. I take this, Father, if your servant preached your word, let this communicate my healing right now. I receive my healing, my total healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my total healing and deliverance. Lift your voice and speak to God. Receive it. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance.
Receive your healing, complete healing, complete freedom, complete deliverance, complete liberty. Receive it, receive it, and receive it. Mahashato kebega dagalaga yana galash. Repata se prone gazali fratino gazala fete zigalatashi. Lebria gozanatra tine megizi viala toshono kola fradigaza. La fradigaza le freda gozanami torata vigalashoni biretalafi. Piretalafi me priadozi ne kelevia gadagazanish. Zagazanis teribalo tranina kalatara takakolatara.
In Jesus' precious name, I speak into this communion tonight. And I speak instant healing. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity, today is your end. Spirit of hypertension, diabetes, peptic ulcer disease, epilepsy, blindness, madness, deafness, dumbness, every inherited disease, everything that came to you from your mother or your father, spirit behind stroke and paralysis, prostatic enlargement, ovarian cyst, every form of uterine fibroid, blocked fallopian tube, endometrial synecdoche, endometriosis, endometritis. I take authority over blood vision, over every demon of blindness. Masha kala gebra galagayaba, retinitis pigmentosa, retinal detachment, glaucoma, cataract, deafness, conduction deafness. I take authority over vitiligo, noise in the ear. I take authority over every systemic lupus erythematosus, arthritis, disseminated lupus, deep vein thrombosis, DIC. I take authority over every emotional affliction, depression, rejection, every demon of suicidal tendency. I take authority over every mental condition. I take authority over every financial situation. I take authority over every pressure on your mind, pressure on your life. Every gastritis, gastroenteritis, I take authority over every form of the colorectal cancer. I rebuke you. Your tenure expires by the reason of the body and the blood of Jesus. I declare your tenure is over. Satan, you are flushed out. In the name of Jesus. As your system absorbs the communion, digest and absorb it. Every cell it enters that is diseased and afflicted, I declare immediate healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
A new day is upon you. A new season is upon you. Many will have angelic visitations overnight. Divine surgeries will happen to you overnight. Before you reach your house, you will have an encounter with the Lord. And for those with spiritual situations, marital embargoes, near success syndrome, serpentine spirit, demonic masquerade demons, ancestral curses, tonight the yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. Everything my Father in heaven has not put in your system, as you take this communion, I declare they are flushed out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, so shall it be.